What happens when a company committed to serving the public good shifts gears toward profit? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest artificial intelligence updates. Today is Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about the growing calls for OpenAI to make good on its promises to serve the public good. Let's dive in. Right now, more than 50 California labor and nonprofit organizations are urging Attorney General Rob Bonta to ensure OpenAI keeps its pledge to benefit humanity as it transitions from a nonprofit to a for-profit model. This move has raised alarm bells, as these groups argue that OpenAI, Inc., a nonprofit entity, has not protected its charitable assets, allowing them to be diverted for private profit and risking its mission of advancing safe artificial intelligence. The letter released today implores the Attorney General to protect billions of dollars that could be compromised by profit-driven motives. OpenAI's shift towards a for-profit model is linked to a bid launched to secure tens of billions of dollars from the SoftBank Group, contingent on its transformation into a for-profit corporation. The company plans to become a Delaware public benefit corporation, aiming to balance shareholder, stakeholder, and public benefit interests. This structure is intended to help raise necessary capital under conventional terms, similar to other companies in the space. However, this controversial deal has sparked at least one lawsuit from Elon Musk. Fred Blackwell, CEO of the San Francisco Foundation, emphasized that their concern isn't about the conversion itself or the morality of artificial intelligence, but rather ensuring that the assets are properly handled in this transition. Blackwell's foundation is one of the largest community foundations in the United States, and he insists on the importance of an independent entity emerging from this conversion. The Attorney General's office is already on the case, investigating OpenAI's adherence to its charitable purpose. Last December, Deputy Attorney General Christopher Lamurden pointed out that OpenAI's assets are irrevocably dedicated to its charitable mission. OpenAI's CEO, Samuel Altman, has previously testified before the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee, urging for stringent laws to enforce accountability on major players like Amazon, Google, and OpenAI investor Microsoft. Despite Altman's call for regulation, OpenAI has significantly increased its lobbying efforts, opposing bills that aim to regulate artificial intelligence. Notably, California's State Bill AB 501, which initially aimed to block OpenAI's conversion, has been altered to focus on aircraft liens instead. This change has sparked criticism from Gary Marcus, a leading artificial intelligence expert, who has accused OpenAI of making empty promises regarding regulation. OpenAI is taking a bold step forward with plans to release its first open-source model since GPT-2, and it's causing quite the buzz in the artificial intelligence community. This move comes on the heels of a $40 billion funding announcement, pegged to a massive $300 billion evaluation. It's a strategic shift that seems partly influenced by DeepSeek, a Chinese company that's been making waves with its own open-source model, R1. Just picture this. A company like OpenAI, known for its cutting-edge technology and innovative breakthroughs, suddenly making its designs available to the public. It's like Apple deciding to open-source its operating system. Almost unthinkable, right? But here we are, witnessing OpenAI's evolution in real time. According to Nathaniel Whittemore, who covered this topic recently, OpenAI's pivot might be driven by safety concerns or other internal considerations. Yet, it's evident that there's been a shift in their approach towards openness. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, expressed his excitement about what developers might create with this newfound access. The timing of OpenAI's announcement is intriguing. It happened just a week after DeepSeek revealed its model, which has been a game changer due to its reinforcement learning capabilities and open availability. This competitive dynamic is reminiscent of a high-stakes chess game where each move is carefully calculated. On a broader scale, there's a geopolitical dimension to this story. DeepSeek's open-sourcing efforts are part of a larger narrative involving China's technological ambitions. As Whittemore pointed out, this is part of China's AI Belt and Road system, aiming to lead in global AI innovation. Meanwhile, OpenAI is navigating both international and domestic competition. And let's not forget Project Stargate. This ambitious initiative involves SoftBank funneling $500 billion into OpenAI for building supercomputers and data centers, starting with two new facilities in Abilene, Texas. It's a hefty investment that underscores the scale of OpenAI's aspirations. So while OpenAI is making strides in the open source arena, it's also gearing up for significant infrastructure expansion. It's a fascinating blend of democratizing access to AI while simultaneously bolstering its capabilities on home turf. As the story unfolds, we'll see how OpenAI manages to balance these dual objectives. OpenAI is taking a step that could change how we perceive AI-generated images. They're reportedly considering adding a watermark to images created by free users of ChatGPT. This comes after the recent upgrade to ChatGPT-4.0, which enhanced its image generation capabilities, making it available to a broader audience, including free-tier users. Now, this isn't just a technical update. It's a strategic move that could nudge free users toward the paid version of ChatGPT. The watermark would only apply to images generated by those using the free version, leaving the paid users with clean, unmarked images. It's a clever approach, but why does it matter? Imagine this. You're using ChatGPT to create a stunning image, maybe something in the style of Studio Ghibli, which has been incredibly popular lately. But then there's a watermark on your creation, clearly signaling that it was generated by AI. For many, especially those using these images professionally, this could be a deal breaker. It's like buying a beautiful painting only to find a huge label slapped across it. The push for watermarks isn't new. Ever since AI-generated content started gaining traction, there's been a call for transparency, a way to differentiate between human and machine-made art. Companies like Meta and Gemini are already doing this, applying watermarks to all AI-generated images. OpenAI, however, is taking a different path by only marking images from free users. AI researcher Tibor Blaho recently found a line of code in the latest ChatGPT beta for Android that hints at this watermark feature. This kind of discovery adds a layer of intrigue, almost like stumbling upon a hidden message. It's a glimpse into the potential future of how AI-generated content might be managed and monetized. While OpenAI hasn't officially confirmed the watermark feature, the decision could be part of a broader strategy to encourage users to upgrade to paid tiers. And let's be honest, in a world where digital content is king, having clean, unmarked images could be a significant incentive. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, has just taken a significant step in its international operations by officially registering as a value-added taxpayer in Uzbekistan. This move, effective as of April 8th, marks OpenAI's commitment to complying with local tax regulations and expands its ability to legally offer its electronic services within the country. It's a bit like a tech giant setting up shop in a new neighborhood, ensuring everything is above board and ready for business. For context, Uzbekistan introduced a requirement in 2020 for foreign companies to pay value-added tax on digital services provided to individuals in the country. This policy aims to level the playing field between local and foreign digital service providers. So, OpenAI joins the ranks of major global players like Google, Apple, Meta, and Amazon, which have already registered as digital service providers under this framework. This registration means that OpenAI can now officially contribute to the Uzbek economy through taxes, aligning with the country's push to modernize and integrate more fully into the digital economy. According to reports, last year alone, foreign companies providing electronic services in Uzbekistan paid over 100 billion Uzbekistani sum in taxes. That's a hefty contribution, underscoring the importance of these companies in the local market. It's fascinating to see how OpenAI's business model is adapting to international tax landscapes. Being a registered value-added taxpayer doesn't just streamline its operations in Uzbekistan, but also enhances its credibility and reputation as a responsible global player. As OpenAI continues to grow and expand its reach, such steps are crucial in maintaining good standing with governments worldwide. Have you ever had your inbox flooded with spam, only to find out it's all driven by artificial intelligence? Well, that's exactly what's happening with the new Akira bot. Welcome back to the OpenAI Daily Brief, where we break down the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm Michelle, your guide to today's stories. Let's get into it. Cybersecurity researchers have identified a novel spam campaign powered by Akira bot, an AI-driven bot that's targeting small business websites with custom promotional messages. This isn't your typical spam. Akira bot uses sophisticated techniques to bypass CAPTCHA protections and tailor its messages to each site it targets. It's like having a spammer who knows your business inside out. Since September 2024, Akira bot has been on a spree, spamming contact forms and chat widgets on over 80,000 websites. Using OpenAI's language models, it crafts messages that promote fraudulent search engine optimization services, making them seem more legitimate and harder for standard spam filters to catch. Imagine you're a small business owner using platforms like Shopify, GoDaddy, or Wix because they're easy and convenient. Suddenly, your contact forms are flooded with messages offering scam services. It's not just an annoyance. It can damage your business's reputation and waste precious time. The researchers at Sentinel Labs, who first spotted this bot, explained that Akira bot's ability to bypass CAPTCHA systems is a key feature. It uses tools like FastCAPTCHA and NextCAPTCHA, mimicking legitimate user behavior to trick these systems. Plus, it employs proxy networks to mask its location, making it even harder to block. The impact on small businesses is significant. These spam messages, although fraudulent, are cleverly customized, increasing the chance that someone might fall for them. And with fake positive reviews popping up on sites like Trustpilot, the scam gains an air of credibility that can be quite convincing. So, what's the takeaway here? For small businesses, staying vigilant against such threats is crucial. While blocking known spam domains helps, the adaptability of Akira bot means businesses need to be proactive in their cybersecurity measures. It's a reminder that in the digital age, even the little guys need robust defenses. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. The rise of Akira bot highlights the evolving threats in cybersecurity, especially for small businesses. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.